going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
You got a hot take this morning? Let it rip. 585-252-9800. It's everyone's favorite segment, There I Said It.
Woo.
All right, Breezy, this has been weighing on you since 2 p.m. yesterday.
I can't. I'm so angry. If you are smoking a cigarette around people who are working out, you need jail time. There, I said it.
Where were you? What gym allows smoking?
I was running and I came across like three people who were smoking on the side of the road. If you see me running towards you better make way because I'm bettering myself and you're killing yourself.
Yeah, that's...
There, I said it.
Yeah, okay.
Why am I breathing in your secondhand smoke while I'm trying to better myself,
Joe,
and my body?
I see the looks on your face. Thoughts?
You can't expect people to move, Breeze. Sorry, but...
killing me.
They're outside in public.
I already can't breathe, and now I have smoke in my lungs? No. Bulldoze you. Fine, I'll change it. I'll bulldoze you. There, I said it.
If you want to sit outside on a beautiful sunny day and enjoy a nice filtered Camel, by all means. I got nothing against
disgusting.
That.
I mean,
Camel Crush.
Do whatever, man.
Me keeling over on the trail because you're toking up? Not for me. There, I said it. There, I said
it. Over Victor. Screw John Mayer. There, I said
Why
it.
Why does everybody hate John Mayer? What is the problem?
I thought he passed away 3 years ago.
What? He's like 30.
No, he's older than that. But when was the last time you heard of John Mayer?
He's crushing it. He does a lot.
Wait, where?
I think he's at Coachella.
I miss him.
I'm probably making that up.
I don't know. John Mayer is 47, by the way.
Right. Yeah, he's 12.
You know, when I met him in person backstage, he got offended because he asked me what my name was. And I was like, oh, it's Moose. And he goes, no, come on, man. Your name isn't Moose. That's like asking someone and they're saying, yeah, my name's Tornado. Oh, your name's Tornado? What's your real name? I'm like, dude, chill. What's your problem?
Chill.
Yeah, what are you on? Let's go over to our boy Ross. Some of you are pretty weak and it shows. Stop accepting forgiveness. The only thing you're doing is enabling them. Also, happy birthday to my wife, Robin, today. Oh, okay.
It's your birthday.
Go, Robin. Go, Robin. It's your birthday. Go, Robin. Enough of that.
Yikes. Enough of that. Joe?
It's okay to break up with people who you don't have the same values as. Big Red and I were talking yesterday about how...
Oh, that's it. It's over with.
No.
It's all over with. I'm so sorry,
about
dude.
About how we broke up with our exes because they didn't share the same values as us.
Name me some of those values.
Yeah.
Well, like, I'm Christian and my ex was not.
Okay.
Same with Big Red and her ex. And like, these were like big deal breakers for us. And so we're no longer with those people.
Yeah, I can understand that.
And she and I, we talked about it and we were like, man, I'm glad our values line up.
And that's a big deal, man. And, you know, I'm Christian too, but one of the things that affected me a little bit was the person that I was seeing just was not, you know, it wasn't a big deal for them. And for me, I just, it would have been nice to share that with someone,
right?
You know, that also had that faith.
Okay, chill. Guys, people can, like, convert. You know this, right?
Oh, my ex wouldn't, nor would hers. So it was like it's okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
You're not made for everyone.
No, that's 100% true. Good morning. I heard you guys talking about the banning of plastic bags this morning, and the paper bags just don't cut it. You use twice the paper when you have to double bag it. Bring back plastic bags. There, I said it. Bring back the plastic bags. I think we're so good on that.
We're so good. Thank you.
You know what we should bring back? Maybe it's a hot take, but can we please bring back How to Catch a Predator? And I'm not saying these people belong on the streets. I'm not, by all means, but Chris Hansen on Dateline was the man. He caught the same guy once, twice, a few months apart from each other.
Wow.
And I loved the hospitality on the show. So yeah, have some lemonade.
Have a cracker, have
some cookies. Now that's TV. None of these stupid medical shows like Rescue 911. We want more To Catch a Predator episodes. There, I said it.
My issue is people are doing
like
it on the internet.
That says something about you, to be honest.
What?
I feel like that says something about you, that you want that.
It was the most entertaining TV someone can watch.
We can make our own show. With the amount of sexual harassment allegations we see pour out the news, we can just go do the hard-hitting stuff ourselves.
I'll be Chris Hansen.
We can bust out those journalism degrees.
Wait. Do your voice that I love. What's your voice?
Which voice?
What happened?
Oh, Keith Morrison on Dateline NBC? Yeah. It was a cold, chilly day in Rochester, New York.
Let's go over to Krista.
That guy's got... I love Keith Morrison. That guy's got one foot in the body bag. Let's go over to Krista that says, can we low-key start normalizing wearing our bathrobes in public?
We need
to worry more about being comfortable rather than what people think. There, I said it. Honestly, right. I've always looked at bathrobes as giving up clothes.
It's
wearing a bathrobe to the grocery store screams, I hate my wife, I hate my job, I hate my kids.
I don't know. I hosted that pajama party last week and everyone was in their PJs, their robes, and we were absolutely having a blast.
Yeah, because it was 50 women and you all look cute, glammed up. Tell that to the overweight guy at Wegmans in aisle 6 with a gut hanging out with slippers and it's just his robe that's slightly open.
Oh.
What are you looking at me for?
Well, sir, your genitals are hanging out. Just thought I'd bring it to your attention. Do you have one? Oh, you already did yours.
You did mine.
Yep.
You did one.
For sure.
I don't think it's a hot take, though, Joe. I mean, is it a hot take?
Well, I feel like some people don't. They put their own values aside to stay in a relationship that's comfortable for them.
Yeah.
And like us not having aligning values is reason enough for me to say, I'll never see you again. That's why my girlfriend and I are getting married, because we agree on everything.
And you're getting married too?
I mean, maybe.
What am I supposed to do?
You can like...
We can help you find someone.
What am I going to do?
Can you be the ring bearer?
God, we were supposed to be a team, and now all of that is ruined.
Well, find your wife. I don't know.
Let's find a wife for Moose.
I'm okay.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.